Today, I would like to deal with the reason behind these various Aterim. So if you saw from yesterday, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the first run, they both said that Lamaisa we paskin either as a chumrah or based on the fact of the different cheetahs in the end of the Gemara, that we require three things in order to have a heter of Boer. You need La'altar, Biyad, and Ochel Mitoch Psolas. Those are the three things that you need. Today we'll deal with what exactly is the basis for this heter. Why is this mutter? And then after today, we'll deal with each one individually. We'll deal with each one and the parameters for each. So Rashi is unclear. Rashi and Ayin Dalet. In all three heterim, says a similar line, and that line is a little unclear. If you see Och Mitoch Psoles, Rashi says, Lo Derech Brerehi. It's not Derech Brera. So it's unclear exactly what he means. We're gonna see other Lashonos which are clearer. It's unclear exactly what he means by Lo Derech Brera, and also by Bor Maniach La'Alter. A few Rashi's after that, he says Lechol La'Alter She'ein Zeh Derech Borin. Same Lashon of it's not Derech Brera. The reason why this is Mutter is because it's not Derech Brera. I skipped the one before that in Patar Ol Aser. That's dealing with the fact that you need it to be biyad in your hand for there to be a heter. So Rashi over there says by biyad puter velaser. He says in the case of konan v'tamchoy, he says mutalachatchila lohave d'dami lebrera v'chiyav chatzis lohave d'klachayadhu. So all of a sudden he says that the heter d'oraisa by konan v'tamchoy is a heter of klachayad. So that's clear. Klachayad is a clear heter of a shinoi. Anytime you do a shinoi for any of the malachos, so then that's going to cause an isser. It's going to be mutter midiraisa, and it's going to cause an isser derabanan. So konan v'tamchoy, I understand, but why is it mutter biyad? So he says, aval biyad lo domi lebor klal. It's not doma to bor at all. So I'm not sure if that's the same thing as in zed derech bir. I would assume it is the same thing as in zed derech bir, but it says lo domi lebor klal. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. It could mean that it's just like it's a complete shinui. That you have a shinui which causes an isser derabanan, and then you can have a super shinui which makes it mutter completely. If it's a super shinui, and there's a famous Egel Tal that says that there are different types of shinuyim. Some create a complete heter, and some, depending on the type of shinui, some create a complete heter, and some cause it just to be Nisad Rabbanan. That might be what Rashi is referring to. Or Rashi might be saying something different. Yeah.
Is the shinoi always in comparison to the way it was done in Mishkan?
Yes. It's usually shinoi. Depends what the shinoi is. But usually we learn from the Mishkan, A, the Hagdara, and the way you do it. The Maisa Hamalafa and the Hagdara. So, and the Totsah, let's say. So whatever is, however we define that, which is, for the most part, based on the Mishkan, so then anytime you deviate from either the way you do the Malacha or the end result of the Malacha, so then that would cause a shinui.
Do you think there's a difference between Akhir Yad and Lav Derech Brera?
There might be. Lav Derech Brera might just mean that it's such a big shinui that doesn't even fall into the category of Brera. So it might be just like a super shinoi, or it might be something completely different. So that's what I'm not sure about. So I'm not sure within Rashi. It's unclear within Rashi. You can't really pin Rashi down to figure out exactly what Rashi is saying. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, and Ayin Dalem Beis, when he's discussing the sugi in Beitza, by Molam Lilos, so he has a different Lashon. He's there, he's explaining why if you're menafeach al-yad v'ochel, there's no problem to just, like, to blow and to eat it right away. It's la'alter, and it's ochel mitoch psolas, and it's biyad. So he says, why? Why is this allowed? My taima, I don't know if you have in your gemara, it's the second line of my gemara, of the Rabbeinu Chananel, second wine line. The melechas machsheves amar Torah, v'hai la melechas machsheves he. This is not falling under the general principle of Melechas Machsheves, all the Melechas and Shabbos have to be Melechas Machsheves. The lo kamechavin b'melacha el lachila b'lvad. There's this heter that any time you have something la'achila, you do a malacha, which seemingly is a malacha, if you do it for the purpose of eating, so there's an automatic heter that doesn't fall under malachas mal sheves. There's a heter here of mishum achila. Anytime it's mishum achila, so then it's completely, and it's completely mutter. So obviously, this is going to be have to, we're going to have to define exactly what this is, because it's not true that every malacha that's for ochal has a heter. Bishul is usually cook to eat. For other malachas also. But apparently here, the reason why it's not borer is because we could define this act either as an act of separating, or it's an act of eating, or directly preparing to eat. And so once it's for eating, so therefore it's not defined as separating. We won't view this act as an act of separating. We'll view this act as an act of a direct preparation for eating. We also have a similar language in the Ran from yesterday. If you saw in the Ran yesterday, the second Ran that was quoted, the Ramasa Lubaba Yom, he also has a line there where he says, Avalufi Shah Lechol Alter, when you eat right away, Kshu Ochum Mitoch Psolas, all these Haterim, Einu Ela Darach Achila. This is Darach Achila. When it's Darach Achila, so then it's Mutter. This is Heter here of Darach Achila. There's another language that's used, specifically by the Beis Yosef, to describe these Heterim, and he calls it, like we were referring to before, as the super shinui, he calls it a shinui gomer. The reason why it's mutter completely, the Beis Yosef says, is because it's a shinui gomer. When it's completely different, so then it's going to be mutter legamri. Not even going to be an iser derabanan.
Why are you saying all these shinuim? Isn't it only the shinui of yad? I mean, this is not connected to the altar, is it?
It might be connected to the altar. Abaye and Ayin Dalid, he explains that. We pointed this out yesterday. He gives a svara for la'altar, and he says it says nasa kibor la'otzer. When you do it, not la'altar, when you do it for the future, so then it's like bor la'otzer. So it's like you're the definition of borer is that you're separating to keep it in storage. So it might be that all three. I mean, once you do it bishinoi, so if you have all three, so then this is no longer defined as it's a completely deviating from separating it for storage, because when you have it, use your hand. A hand is something temporary. It's not like a complete change for storage. Using your hand, and it's just for right now. And you're taking the good from the bad, so then that might be different than keeping something for storage. So it's like a completely deviating from borer la'otzer. Borer la'otzer is the definition of the malacha, that you're keeping it for storage, when you're by doing different actions, so then you're doing a shinoi in that borer la'otzer. Fine, so that's what the Beis Yosef says. And I think this is also the pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos here, Divrei Maaseh Borer Va'Ochel, discusses the following case. He says, what happens if you have a case where there's more psolas than ochel? For sure, if there's more ochel than psolas, so then the usual way to do borer is by taking the psolas out and by leaving the ochel there. And so therefore, to take the psolas out would be the iser. But what happens if you have the opposite case? Let's say there's more psolas in the pile. Usually it's not that way. Usually you have more ochel. But you have circumstances where you have more psolas than ochel in the mixture. So what would be the din? What would be the malacha borer, and what would be the heter? So based on a question from the Gemara in Tolan in Kuflan Chesman Aleph, he answers, just going to the answer, he says, V'yesh lomar, tahasam, when we say that ochel is the derech, like Gemara over there says that it's the derech and borer to take the ochel out, that's what's normally done when you have the malacha borer, that's when you take the ochel out. He says, hasam, bipsolas mruba ala ochel, have ochel mitok psolas derech brera. In a case where the psolas is more than the ochel, so then take the ochel out of the psolas, that's derech brera. And therefore the heter would be to take the psolas out. Because the psolas is the majority, so therefore to take the psolas out would be the heter. So from Tosos, and then Tosus then has a question. He has a question on his whole pshat, and he doesn't answer it. Doesn't answer his questions. Without getting into the entire Tosus, what comes out of Tosfos is that anytime I change from the norm, if the norm is to take out the psola, so then the heter is to take out the ochel. If the norm is to take out the ochel, so then the heter is to take out the psolas. So from Tosos, it sounds like it's based on just changing things around. If the entire heter is like what we said beforehand, based on the Ran and Rabbi Nochanan, that it's based on Derech Achila, so then even if you have a case where the majority is the psolas and the minority is the ochel, so if I were to take out the psolas, is that called Derech Achila? I'm not taking out that which I want to eat. Derech Achila is I'm grabbing the food that I want to eat. If the majority is the psolas, I'm grabbing the psolas. That can't be a heter if it's based on Derech Achila. Derech Achila is I'm taking what I want to eat. That's what I normally do. So it must be that for Tosos, this is all based on just the whole heter here is based on Shinui Gomer. You're completely changing what the norm is. And the norm depends on the situation of the mixture. It depends on the type of mixture it is. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbeinu Chanan on the Ran on the one hand, who says that the whole heter here of these three different heterim are based on Derech Achila, and you have the Beis Yosef and Tosfos, who says that it's not about Derech Achila, it's just about a Shinui Gomer, just completely deviating from the norm. The Ran that I quoted before, the Ran from yesterday, also uses the language of Derech Achila. So the Ran of Rabbeinu Chananel, for Rashi, I'm still not sure. He just says, "Ein Derech Brir B'kach." So I'm not sure if he means because it is Derech Achila, or if he means because it's a Shinui Gomer. It's unclear within Rashi what he means by that. So you saw the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Yates Tez Zayin. So he points this out. He points out that in the case of Tosfos, of where the majority is psoles, there's a machlokas. He says the Rambam. He says the dala de la Rambam kol psoles mitoch ochel chayev. Anytime you have a case of psoles mitoch ochel, you're gonna be chayev, independent of what type of mixture it is, whether the majority is ochel or whether the majority is psoles, doesn't make a difference. Every single time I take psoles out of ochel, you'll be chayev, and anytime I take ochel from psoles, that would be a heter against Tosos. So Lechora, where the Rambam's coming from, is to say that for the Rambam, it's based on the fact that it's Derech Achila. So anytime I take Psolas out, there'll be Chayef. Anytime I take Ochel out, that's Derech Achila, and that would be Mutter. So the Rambam would be siding with Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ran. And he also says the Shulchan Aruch, both the Aruch HaShulchan, and I didn't bring this down, but the Bir Halacha, also in Shin Yates Av, the very first Bir Halacha, on Borer, he points out that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate between the type of mixture it is, whether it's majority ochel or majority psolus, like Tosos does. He says, "V'hinei midilo hetek hamachaber shitas haTosos, desvir luhu de ochel min hapsolus, hu dafka kisha ochel rubal hapsolus." That the only time that there's a heter of ochel mitoch psolus is when the ochel is the majority. Om hapsolus ruba derech livra ochel b'chal berahu. But if the psolus is the majority, so then the normal way to take out would be to take out the minority, which would be the ochel. Mashra de los rilekein, the fact that Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate between the type of mixture, depending on what the majority is, Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss that at all. It sounds like he argues. It sounds like he holds like the Rambam, that any time you take out the psolus, there would be an iser. Any time you take out the ochel, there would be a heter. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. That's also how the Bir Halacha paskins for the Shulchan Aruch, that it's independent of the type of mixture, and therefore it would seem that the svar of the Shulchan Aruch is based on Derech Achila and not based on a complete Shinui, a Shinui Gomer. The Chai Adam is the Shita that's Machmir for Tosos. Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. The Chai Adam is Machmir. His machmer for this Tosos, he's machmer l'chumra in both ways. He says that I'm going to be machmer in both directions. That in a case where the ochel is the majority and the psolus is the minority, so Tosos holds you can't take out the psola, the ochel, because the ochel is the majority. Everybody else holds that you can't take out the psolus, because you can never take out the psolus according to everybody else. So what comes out for the Chai Adam is that if you have a case where ochel is the majority, there's nothing you could do, because he's machmer for both directions. He says you can't take out the ochel for everybody else for the tosos, and you can't take out the psolos for everybody else for the shulchan aruch because you can't take out the psolos. So you're stuck. You have nothing to do. And what you'd have to do is that you'd have to get rid of the mixture. The way to get out of this problem is that you would just have to scatter everything around so that you no longer have a mixture. This would come up in a case of, let's say, you have a fruit bowl and you want a plum in the fruit bowl, but you don't want anything else that's in the fruit bowl. And you have a lot of other fruit there. So if you hold a subjective bowrer that you specifically want that plum and you don't want anything else, so that's a case where the majority is the psolus. The majority is the subjective psolus. You don't care about anything else. You don't want anything else. You specifically want that particular item. So then everything else becomes the psolus. That becomes the ochel. And that would be a case where the majority is the psolus. So it would come out that according to the chayadam, there's nothing you could do. You would have to scatter everything around to get the plum. But the way we paskin for the shulchan aruch and the bir halacha, so then it's just like any other case where you're allowed to just grab the plum. You had a question?
So we said that the Beit Yosef was the one who had the same understanding as Tosfot did originally?
Of Shina Gomer. So yeah, so it's a little strange. So I think he's quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham there. So I think he's quoting, so he would pass him differently, yeah. Fine, so here we have this big machlokas as to what's the heter. The heter based on Derech Achila, or is the heter based on a Shinoi Gomer, a complete Shinoi that would make it completely mutter? So I just want to discuss three more nafkaminas between the two, right? The first nafkamina that we had between these two is what happens if you have a case of tosos where the psolus is the majority. That's one nafkamina. Because tosos would hold that you take out the psolus, because that's deviating from the norm. And everybody else would hold that no, the whole heter is based on derech achila, and so therefore you, as long as you take the ochel, so then that would be the heter. So let's discuss three more nafkaminas within this machlokas. The Mishnah Brura, quoting from the Prima Gadim in Shinya Tes Hei, discusses the following case. Shinya Tes Hei. He says that if you do Borer, to have in mind to keep it for the next meal. You do Borer in the morning, Shabbos morning, for Shalosh Shittos. So that's, he says, that's a Chayiv Chatos. That's Lebo Bayom. That's Aser. He says, "Ach, im memele nishtar mi biraso ad la'achar asuda, im bekach klum kevin shekvar beir beheter." You did borer for this meal. You separated for this meal, but in the end, you didn't really need it. Whatever you separated, you don't need, and it's for the future because you have it left over, so you can use it in the future. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kevin shekvar beir beheter, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. I did borer now for this meal. I didn't need it. I can now use that result for a future meal. And there's no problem with Borer within that." That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, and he's quoting from the Prima Gadim. Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoted by the Beis Yosef, argues. He says that's not allowed. You wouldn't be able to. That would still fall under Borer. If I did Borer for this meal and I didn't have to use it for this meal, so then that would fall under Borer, to use it, to have it in mind for the future. That's a problem of Borer, yeah.
Retroactively,
there's an Isser. It's an Isser Bishogi, but it would fall under the category of Borer. You didn't intend to do that, so it'd be Bishogi, but it would fall under Borer.
Would he say that there's like Maisa Shabbos?
Yeah, there'd be Maisa Shabbos Bishogi. So what exactly is this machlokas? So I saw in the Sefer Shvisas Shabbos explain as follows. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he says the way we paskin, that it's based on Derech Achila. So Derech Achila, I had in mind to have it for right now. This is the Derech Achila. So it could be based on my Kavana alone. My Kavana tells me that it's based on Derech Achila. That was my das, that take it Ochel Mitoch Psolos for right now. It should be based on my mindset alone should define it as for Derech Achila. But if it's based on a Shinui, that I'm changing things, so a Shinui needs it to be a Shinui in the action itself. The action itself has to have some sort of Shinui. But if in my action there was no Shinui, because in the end of the day I didn't have it for right now, so in my action it didn't change, I'm really using it for later, so then there is no Shinui. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, like, the way we're passing that is based on Derech Achila. So Derech Achila could be based on your mindset. So as long as my mindset, I want it for right now, even though I don't end up using it, I'm going to use it for later, that's Mutter. But according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's based on a Shinui Gamur. And there was no Shinui. I didn't change anything. There was absolutely no difference between the Bor that I did right now than any other Isser of Borer. I didn't change anything. Because in the end of the day, I'm going to use it for later on in the day.
Rabbeinu Yerucham would have agreed that if you did eat it at the meal, it would be Mutter.
Correct. Because a shinui requires a change in your action, not just in your kavana. There has to be some sort of difference between this type of borer and your classical borer, which is aser. There has to be some difference. In order for borer to be mutter based on shinui, there has to be a difference. But there is no difference here. You don't have all three heterim of a difference. You need it to be la'alter. But it's not la'alter. In the end of the day, in this world, in your kavana, you want it to be la'alter. But in the end of the day, you are now separating for the future. Because practically, you're separating. On the lamaisa total level, you're separating for the future.
So the difference is that Rabbeinu Yerucham needs a shinoi in his
ma'isa. Every shinoi, every type of shinoi that there's a heter in malachos, requires a shinoi in the action itself.
For the Mishnah Berurah, even if you don't have a shinoi in your ma'isa, it could still be considered derech achila
if your kavana was for la'alter, so then that's viewed as derech achila.
How do we know that derech achila doesn't require a shinoi in your ma'isa?
You might argue that it does, but we see from the Mishnah Berurah that it doesn't. Meaning, if it were based on Shinui Gamur, I wouldn't be able to say the Mishnah Berurah. But the fact that Mishnah Berurah says what he says, so it's clear that Derech Achila is based on just what your thought is, your thought process.
Who says that in
Afghanistan? Shvisas Shabbos. There's a sefer called Shvisas Shabbos.
Does that
I don't know. Maybe they have it here. I doubt it. A third Nafkamina, right? The first Nafkamina was the case of Tosos, where the mixture is psolus more than the ochel. The second Nafkamina that we had is this case, this machlokus between the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbeinu Yerucham. If you had in mind to have it right now, but in the end of the day you didn't have it right now. So the third Nafkamina is removing a peel to eat the food. Let's say you have a peel. You want to have a banana, so you want to remove the peel to eat the food. So you're removing the psolus, the peel is a psolus. Nobody intends to eat the psolus, the peel itself. And you want to have the banana. So if it's based on derech achila, I could say, yeah, this is how people eat. In order to get to the banana, you have to remove the peel. That's how everyone eats a banana. That's the normal way to eat a banana. It's true, you could cut the peel if you want, but the normal way to eat a banana is to remove the peel. So if it's based on derech achila, so then removing of a peel, which we'll get to probably next week, removing of a peel would be mutter because it's viewed as derech achila. But if you say that you need a shinui gamur, that you need to deviate from the norm, so the norm here is to remove the psolus. That is what's normal by a peel. So therefore it would be also to remove a peel because you're not changing anything. You're taking the psolus, but there's no change. So that would be usr in terms of removing appeal. So again, the third nafkamina is in terms of removing appeal. Because if it's based on derech achila and that's the whole heter, so then it's normal to remove appeal. But if it's based on deviating from the norm, so the norm is to take off the peel. So you're not deviating from the norm by removing the peel.
The norm is deviating from the norm to take off the peel, or is it the fact that you take off the peel? Like, let's say you remove the peel of the shinoi.
That doesn't fall under one of the three heterim, meaning it would be a suggestion, but the Gemara tells us, or the way we pass it tells us, what the three heterim are for how we define what deviating is, and that's psolus, ochel mitoch psolus, la'alter, and biyad. So this peel issue is a psolus mitoch ochel issue. So the Gemara didn't say what happens if you do borer with your left hand. Is that like a shinui? So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that would be an Issa Durabanan. Maybe that's an Issa Durabanan. But in terms of the three heterim that we have, in order to allow for borer, so it doesn't fall under one of those heterim. So the final nafkamina is whether this could extend, this heter could extend to other malachos. So we saw the machlokas between the Ran and the Shilta Giborim. Alam Bezim and Alf Bedape Arif. The Ran here, he just says this quickly, he doesn't even explain. He's going from the Rashba. He says Vakasav Harashba Bachuva Didafka me Khatchan Kidel Ochlan Machar Labo Bayom. This is dealing with the malacha of tochen. You're not allowed to slice things up into small pieces. He says this is only usher if you want it for the future. Halav hachi shari, but if you want it for right now, it's mutter. Kedushari abaye liver v'lechol alter. I'm gonna learn from Borer. Just like by Borer, it's mutter. So too by tochen, it's gonna be mutter. Ufichach hitzel lefar tisi lechem l'tarnagolim. That's why he allowed to crumble up bread for the tarnagolim. He says that this heter. No, that's not what he said. That's another reason. Another reason is based on in tchina after tchina. But the reason that he's giving is based on the altar. There are two different reasons that are given. So he says that it's based on the altar, and we learn out, he says explicitly that, we learn it out from Borer. That just like the Malacha Borer has a heter of la altar, so too Tochen has a heter of la altar. And Shilta Geborim there argues, he says, "To mihani alav, to kaven de iser hu mishum tochein. If the iser based on tochein, mali tochein lebo bayom ol alter ol machar. What's the difference whether you do it for later on or you do it for right now? V'chi kol hamalachos kulon shari lasusan b'ditzarich losam malachal alter. Are all malachos mutter based on a heter of la alter? The alter shiveni mi breira sheitir livror kshirot alechal alter. Don't bring a proof from borer. Why?" The hasam taima dechiagad neshetiru lo have a brera. Over there is different because it's lo have a brera. Borer is different. Don't learn out from borer. When you have a lata for borer, that's lo have a brera. It's unclear exactly what he means by lo have a brera. Just like Rashi, he says in sandar borer, he says lo have a brera. And he says, how could you come up with a heter? The chacham didn't give such a heter. How could you make up a heter on your own? So he says, don't learn out from borer. The Rashi, one second. So the Rashi, on the one hand, learns out from Borer to other malachos, specifically to Tochen. And Shilta Geborim argues, and he says, how could you learn out from Borer? Borer is an exception to Borer alone. What was your question?
I wanted to suggest, if you hold that Shulchan Aruch, not like Tosfos, then it's always taking the Eichel Mitzvah up solus, and therefore the derech by Borer
what's always taking the Eichel
Mitzvah? The heter is taking the Eichel Mitzvah of Psalus. No, it's not an objective thing of which is more. It's you have a heter by taking the Eichel Mitzvah of Psalus.
Meaning a heter of Achila?
Yeah. So therefore, here, it's the matter by this is you're not doing the Malacha of Borer, because the Malacha of Borer is by definition taking Psalus, which can't be eaten. So I think that's what Shulta Geborim is saying. Meaning, it's not really Bayer if you can eat the stuff you take. But by other malachas, that wouldn't be a heter at all.
Are you saying you don't have the other conditions by the other malachas? Is that?
It's not even shaykh by the other malachas. It's only a thing in Bayer that Bayer is normally you're taking the psilis. You're taking unedible things. So if you take edible things, then it's not Bayer b'chlal. Whereas by other malachas, you wouldn't even.
Well, you still need to be la'alter. You need other conditions. Even if you take the ochel, you still need other conditions. Ochel himself would be borer, if not for the fact if you didn't have miyad and biyad. If it wasn't la'alter and biyad, ochel himself would be borer.
Right.
So. Anyway, so we have this machlokas between the Rashba and the Shulta Geborim. Rashba quoted by the Ran and the Shulta Geborim as to whether you could extend this to Tochen, this heter. So if this heter borer is based on a shinui, so then a shinui is really dependent on each malacha. Every malacha works differently. You can't learn from one malacha to another malacha in terms of how to define what the norm is and what the exception is and what the change is. Every malacha is onto its own. So I would assume that the Shulta Geborim understands all these heterim based on the fact that it's just you're changing, it's a shinui. So just like because it's a shinui by borer, who said that that's a shinui by tochen? But if you say that the whole heter here is that it's based on derech achila, all of a sudden we have this new category Whenever it's derech achilah, so then it's mutter for all malachos. We'll deal with all the other malachos in a second. But once you have this concept of derech achilah, so then it becomes mutter. So if it's derech achilah for boros, so then it could be derech achilah for tochen. We have this heter. We don't define this as an act of a malacha, whatever the malacha is, whether it's borer or tochen. We define this act as an act of eating. If it's an act of eating, it's not malachas machsheves. That's what Rabbi Chananel said. We don't define this as malachas machsheves. So too by tochen. You're doing this to eat. This is a derech achilah, so it's not malachas machsheves. The question is, what about all the other malachos? Do we have this heter by all other malachos once it's derech achilah, so we don't define this as a malacha, we define this as an act of eating? So the Taz in Shin Mem Gimel, then we'll end with this. The Taz in the Ramah Shin Mem Gimel, the Taz itself is on Shin Mem Beis, seems to say yes, it is a heter completely. Why? Because when it comes to, they discuss the case there is Kosev. We'll deal with this in a couple of weeks when we do the Malach of Kosev. Discusses cutting a cake which has letters on it. So he says that he doesn't understand why that's usher. It should be mutter. Taz says it should be mutter because since it's for the meal, you're within the process of eating. It's derech achila. He says just like we have the heter by tochen and for borer, so we should also have that heter for kosev. So from the Taz, it seems like it does apply across the board. It's a strange Taz. It's a bit chiddush. It's a very strange Taz. Just parenthetically to point out, for tochen, the Ramah passes tochen la'altar is mutter, to grind up is mutter. The Mishneh Berurah says to be machmir based on the Shilta Giborim, and lamaisa leisa tzorech, if it's really necessary, so then you can be mekel with regards to tochen. That's what Moshe in the Shmir Shabbos says. That's just with regards to tochen. So we do see that we do extend it to tochen, and the Chazon Ish explains why this would only apply to bor and to tochen, but not to any other malacha. And with this, we'll close. He says umashikaz v'taz lahatir derech achila kamo shemuter bor v'tochen derech achila. That which the Taz says, to say, have this heter of achila extend to other malachas besides for borer and tochen, says tamua. The achila hatmidit he derech bera v'derech tchina lo chayla le shem uvda v'amo malacha. He says the normal way to eat automatically requires you to do borer and tochen. Anytime you eat, a normal way of eating is to cut it up into smaller pieces, and then to choose it and to put it in your mouth. That's how, anytime you eat, that's required. But with regards to other malachas, do you have to erase to eat? Yeah, in that one case, to cut up the letters of a cake. So then you have to cut up to eat. But is it normal in your normal way of eating, when you eat on a day-to-day basis, is it normal to cut something up, to erase, in order to eat? No. The only things that are necessary to eat, that's definitional to eating, to the process of eating, is to cut it into smaller pieces so that you could eat it or chew it, and then to select that which you want to eat. That's definitional to the process of eating. So when it's definitional to the process of achila, so then this has a heter of derech achila. This is defined as achila. But whenever you have any other malacha besides for borer tochen, where it's not definitional to the process of eating, so then we won't have this heter of derech achila. So again, just the chazar, we have these two different ways of understanding the heterim. Either it's a shinui gamar or it's derech achila, and we presented four different nafminas between these two different shitas.